You're listening to Morning Edition from Northwest Public Radio. I'm Seth Maynard. Democrat Adam Smith is running to keep his seat in Congress. He represents a district stretching from Redmond to Tacoma. But most of his campaign cash hasn't come from Washington State. It's come from the Washington, D.C. area. KUOW's investigative reporter John Ryan has the story.
Adam Smith has represented the 9th District for 20 years. Political observers consider it a safe seat for Democrats. They see little chance of a challenger unseating the incumbent. Part of Smith's safety comes from his big fundraising advantage. According to the latest federal campaign filings, Smith has reeled in 20 times more money than his Republican challenger. Executives at one business have given more to Smith than anyone else has. That business isn't Microsoft or Costco or Amazon or Boeing. It's Northrop Grumman, one of the world's biggest defense contractors. Company headquarters is in Northern Virginia, about 10 miles from the Pentagon. Northrop Grumman has no facilities in the Pacific Northwest. If a Virginia company's support for a politician from Bellevue sounds odd, remember that Adam Smith holds a key position in the House of Representatives.
I'm the ranking member of the Armed Services Committee, so a lot of defense-oriented companies support me.
About a third of Smith's campaign cash has come from the defense industry. Smith says that money doesn't affect how he votes in Congress.
Now, my vote has to do with what I think is in the best interest of the country and what I think is in the best interest of my district. I mean, you got to raise money to run a campaign. And over the years, I've had a lot of donors who stopped being donors when they didn't like the way I voted. And that's okay.
Smith's campaign ads also say he puts the home team first.
Securing middle-class jobs for Western Washington, where he raises his own family. That's Adam Smith. Common sense leadership. Homegrown values.
That's not the story you'll hear from Smith's Republican opponent, Doug Bassler. He runs an advertising firm in Kent. Here's one of his ads.
Thousands of people in Washington State are going to lose their jobs because Adam Smith didn't do his.
Bassler's ad blames Smith for letting one of the biggest defense contracts ever go to Northrop Grumman instead of Boeing.
It's time to fire Adam Smith and elect someone willing to fight for the families and jobs of Washington State, not Washington, D.C.
Defense contracts are awarded by the executive branch, not by Congress. The Smith campaign says anyone running for Congress should know that. But Bassler says Smith could have done more and that he shouldn't be taking so much money from the defense industry.
I think he should send it back. You know, you get on the Armed Services Committee and then you get hundreds of thousands of dollars from defense industry PACs. That, to me, sounds like a conflict of interest.
Bassler says he values a strong military. He says it wouldn't be a conflict to take money from local interest groups, defense or otherwise.
You know, if he wants to represent Virginia, he should move to Virginia.
Another Republican politician had a different take on the role of defense in politics 55 years ago. In his now famous farewell speech, President Dwight Eisenhower warned against the influence of
the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
In this year's democratic process, the military-industrial complex has given members of the House Armed Services Committee more than $5 million. While Adam Smith says he doesn't do favors for his defense donors, he is a favorite of Northrop Grumman. The only member of Congress to get more money from Northrop Grumman is Mac Thornberry. The Republican from Texas is chair of the House Armed Services Committee. I'm John Ryan in Seattle.
And you're hearing regional news on Northwest Public Radio. You can find more stories at nwpr.org, along with community events for the whole family. And, of course, ways that you can support this station.